Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, you are live with Apostle John L. Solomon, the Lion Among Lions, in the Lion's Den. Listen, it is my purpose today to bring you strength. Strength from the Lion's Den is a compelling talk show that discusses life, difficult situations through relevant topics, important issues, and empowerment from a biblical perspective. Listen, the Lion's Den will bring you the energy of encouragement, transcendent godly wisdom, the efficacy of knowledge and education, but primarily strength to the weary in life from the sourcehood of our connection, Jesus Christ. So what I want you to do right now is go ahead and just roar. That's it. Roar for your victory. Roar for your power. Roar for your prosperity. Roar for your deliverance. And roar for your strength. Our topic tonight is the power of communication. Speaking your way to victory. Man, I'm so excited tonight. I got some panelists that are going to blow you away. Listen, we've all heard that talk is cheap, but we've also heard that the power of life and death is in the things you say. Is your self-communication positive or is it negative? What are you saying and not saying to others that's making the difference in where you are in your life right now? See, I want you to join me and my panelists. See, we're going to show you some powerful ways of communicating, powerful ways of understanding how to change your life and effectively communicate your vision. All right, let me introduce you to my guest panel tonight. My first guest is a praiser, a faith walker, a motivator. She's the mother of three beautiful children, Bryce, Adonai, and Tiger. She's a graduate of Wesleyan College, studying advertising, marketing, and communication, business management, and accounting concentration. In the professional world, she's a business developer, a YouTuber, and a blogger, where she has partnered with major brands from the food, health, and beauty industries, the likes of Revlon, Maybelline, Kroger, and McDonald's, to name a few. She has received numerous awards, which include the Greater Macon Women Business Owners Award, the Geico Award. She was awarded a merit for innovation and creativity from the mayor of Macon, Georgia, and recently received an invitation to be a corporate sponsor at the Black Film Festival during Oscars week in California. Also, she was nominated for the Real Women Choice Award back in February of this year. She has learned to take her pits and obstacles and turn them into stories of victory to encourage others to keep fighting for their divine destiny. That's awesome. Listen, an anointed prophet and evangelist in his own power, in God's might, God's timing, the unconquerable life-size mommy CEO, Ms. LaToya Wright. I'm so glad to have you here tonight.
Thank you so much. What a powerful, powerful entrance to this amazing show on tonight. Thank you, and I feel definitely welcome.
Wonderful, wonderful. It's a blessing to have you here. Now, listen, my next guest, he's been here with me before, but he's the founder and senior pastor of Eagle's Wings Ministry of Faith, Yorktown, Virginia. He's been advancing the kingdom with his wife for 27 years, the lovely ambassador Tyra Johnson. He's a pastor, author, mentor, entrepreneur. What doesn't this man do? And a 21st century marketplace apostle with the mission and mandate to empower people to prosper. He has developed a wealth empowerment course called Circle of Wealth, where he teaches people the true meaning of wealth based on 3 John 1 and 2. He's written two books, Apostolic Reformation, Shifting Your Paradigms, and an e-book called Textpirations. He lives by the motto, people are my business. He sincerely believes that everyone can move from average to excellence. That's powerful. If they apply the principles of the kingdom, of man of wealth, a man of power, and a man of wisdom, Apostle Garcia R. Johnson. So glad to have you here, Apostle.
So glad to be here, sir, once again on this distinguished radio show. I just count it as an honor just to be a guest, and I'm just looking forward to what the Lord has to say tonight through the panel.
Amen. Well, you know what? I want you to feel even more welcome. Come on, studio audience. Welcome our people to the show tonight. All right, that was awesome. Listen, let's go ahead now. Let's start. I want to start with you, Ms. Wright. I want to know more about, tell me a little bit more about Life-Size Mommy CEO. What does that mean?
Well, when I first came up with the name, it was downloaded from the Holy Ghost to me as like a means of trying to brand myself. Because a lot of people, they try to get my title. They're like, "Well, you don't call yourself an evangelist. You're not a you're not a this. You're not a that. You don't have a title. So, who are you?" And most of the time, when I think about it, every single place that I go, I have my kids. You know, I have my kids about 99.9% of the time because we are in a non-traditional type of a situation. My ex-husband, he works overseas. And so I have them all the time. I don't care if I'm at business meetings, conferences. I've even been on television shows with my kids. And so life size is not, fun size. It's not kid size. It's not king size. It's real life. This is real life for me.
Okay.
And I'm also a mommy and also building my businesses just at the very infancy stage of building a business.
Wait a minute, you're a full-time mommy, not just mommy, full-time mommy, correct?
Full-time, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Apostle.
Go ahead.
Full-time.
And you were saying, and you building the businesses?
Yes, building the businesses on the side. And, you know, a lot of times, we as women, we use excuses like, you know, we'll put the blame on our kids, or my kid is sick, or I can't do this because I have X amount of kids. And so that's really not the case. I want to try to break those barriers that you can also be successful and have children at the same time. I don't care if you've got to get your kids to go to your meetings or teach them how to sit on those and be quiet. You know, my mom taught us. How to sit down, or you're going to get your legs popped. That
That's correct.
So,
that's right. Amen.
So,
yeah. That's good. I appreciate that. Amen. Go ahead. You would add on something.
Well, yeah, that's the main thing, you know, just teaching my kids how to be in different circles and settings and just knowing how to act. And, you know, I don't want to have that excuse anymore of not being able to do anything because I have my kids along. I don't care what it is. You know, God gave me those kids. They're my gifts from him. And he's given me that awesome responsibility to groom these three amazing kids. And what better way for them to learn how to be in life from somebody up close and personal, your parents or your first teachers.
Amen.
You know, so,
I like how you incorporated life size, dealing with your life. Life size. I like how you just put all that together. Mommy, your family, then CEO, your ministry and business. That's tremendous. Let me move to Apostle Johnson. Tell me a little bit about G. Johnson Enterprises, because I know it says Marketplace Apostle. I thought that was powerful.
Yes, G. Johnson Enterprises. It's a representation of myself. It represents everything I do. It umbrellas everything that I do, even including with my wife, you know, outside of preaching, because many people, they see you, they just think that you're a preacher, but we believe in the whole person concept. So even outside of that, you know, my wife and I, we believe in empowerment, and everything we do is geared towards empowerment, you know, whether it's health and nutrition business that we have, or, you know, network marketing, the books that we've written, textorations, the teachings, the trainings that we do. We believe so. Everything is umbrellaed up under G. Johnson Enterprises. And that's basically what G. Johnson Enterprises is all about. You know, my personal motto is people are my business, and everything that I do is geared towards, you know, moving people from that place of average to that place of excellence.
Wow. I love what you two have brought forth. It makes you wonder, why do some Christians just stop at church when God is so vast and you two are so eclectic? Why would we just stop at church when it's so much more, so many other platforms for us to spread what God has given to us, you know?
You're absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ms. Wright, I want to ask you and Apostle this question. What have you had to overcome in life that now empowers you to be the positive person that you are and to share that vision with others? I'm going to start with you, Ms. Wright.
Okay, well, I mean, I can go from a test or a trial just as recent as the November time frame, November, December 2016, just a few months ago. And I went through a major family life crisis, and I really did not know how I was going to overcome. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it's difficult when you are the main person that is the motivator. People look to you for motivation and a good word or encouragement. But what happens when you have that? Who fills your cup up? And I didn't know. God placed me in a place where I only could just get on my knees and pray. And one night I went to this church service and I asked this pastor, you know, would you please pray for me? And before he prayed for me, he said something very powerful. He asked me a question. He said, do you believe God? You know, at first I zoned out for a minute and just was thinking about how big I felt like my problems were, and just I didn't know if I was going to make it, and Lord help me. But after he asked that second time, he was like, do you believe God? A light bulb went off of me, and I was just like, you know what? I do believe God, and I got to step my game back up and know that greater is he that is within me than he that is within the world. So, you know, I've gone through a life shift, and that's how I can actually help somebody else, because you hear it most often, that message is for you first, and then you can go out and help everybody else.
Absolutely. My God, that's powerful. I like when you said, he asked you, do you believe God? Then that's what it begins with, us trusting God, you know, first and foremost.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely. Apparently, it was a lack of belief.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize.
No, go ahead. Go. Right. Right.
Because of
go
the
ahead.
Simple fact that I was struggling with, you know, what I was going to do at that point in time. I didn't know how I was going to proceed. And so I believe that was the perfect question for him to lead off on, because what good is somebody praying for you if you first don't believe within yourself? The woman with the issue of blood, she had to have that belief. She had to have that faith first. So she can, when she went to touch the hem of God's garment, that was the act of faith right there, because he said, your faith has made you whole. So he had to put that faith out first to see if I had faith. And that prayer was just to help to solidify and say, well, I'm going to come in agreement with you and your faith.
Amen. Hey, man, I appreciate that. I think we really do have to understand that the trials do come to make us strong and bring us closer to God. It may not seem like it at the time, but they really, really do. Apostle, when I come back, I want you to address the same question I asked her, but it seems like the time is going so fast. But we're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, Apostle, you're going to pick it up from there. Hey, everyone that's here with us tonight, hold on. We'll be right back.
Have you priced commercials lately? Advertising can truly break your budget. At Win, we eliminate the most common hurdle to advertising. Advertise with Win to reach potential customers locally, nationally, and internationally for as low as $150. Yes, that's right, $150 per commercial. We Inspire Network Radio is a new and rapidly growing online radio network that boasts of dynamic seasoned show hosts who are drawing audiences from across the nation and abroad. Africa, Australia, Scotland, Canada, just to name a few. We also have the technical capabilities to advertise your products and services through sound bites, slideshows, and more. No long-term contracts. You pay per show. Advertise on Win, and you are sure to be a winner. For more information, call us 201-477-0469. Email Annie Bell at wealthmanagement-fs.org.
All right, and we are back. Listen, I'm Apostle John L. Solomon, and you're tuned in to Strength from the Lion's Den. We're powered by We Inspire Network Radio, WIN Radio. I'm partnering with some good people, and I want you to win. I want to thank everyone who's tuning in tonight. Thank you. I see you in the studio. I see your calls. Thank you for being here, listening to us tonight. I want you to know you can get a free copy of my ebook, The Power Keys, Life of Wisdom Series Volume 1. It gives you wisdom for living. Just go and like my page, Apostle John L. Solomon. Give me a valid email address, and I will send you this ebook free of charge. Amen. Listen, tonight in the Lion's Den, we have with us LaToya White and Apostle Garcia Johnson, and they are really bringing us some good stuff. When we stopped, Apostle, our last question was, what have you had to overcome in life that now empowers you to be the positive person that you are and to share that vision with others?
I've had to overcome numerous things. Like, you know, in life there are pressures and there are trials that we all go through. And even, I think even from birth, being a 12th child, you know, you can get lost in the shuffle being 12 or 13. Whoa. So even from birth, overcoming that, you know, feeling like, you know, that nobody loves you, nobody cares. Uh-huh. And, you know, you just, you got to have some form of positivity just to keep mm-hmm. going in life. You got to have some people that you look up to just to keep going in life. You know, setbacks and rejections and even mistakes that I've made, you know, the Bible mm-hmm. says all things work together for the good. Yes, so sir. All those things play a part. But in order to stay positive, you know, I remember I'll probably talk about this a little later, but, you know, when things like this happened to David, everybody walked out on him. You know, David encouraged himself. So there's a place where you have to just learn where you can encourage yourself. You know, like losing jobs, unemployment, mm-hmm. people walking out on you in ministry. You know, those things it takes a toll on you and it hits you hard. But you got to strengthen yourself, and you strengthen yourself by encouraging yourself. So those are some of the things, you know, that I have to overcome in life, you know, especially being in ministry, you know. People don't believe that pastors and preachers and teachers and apostles can get hurt emotionally.
Wait a minute. You're saying the fivefold aren't supermen and women?
Right. But that's what people put. They put that stigma out there that we are supermen. Wow. And superwomen, they forget that we are human. So, you know, and sometimes some things they do, it may not be intentional, but some things aren't properly thought out, and they don't think about the other person that's involved. So even when you're set back in that way, you're hurt emotionally. You know, emotional pain is much worse than physical pain.
All right, man. Apostle, you said you was the 13th of 12. You were the 12th of 13, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I guess when you got that many mouths to feed, you know, it's like Jesus at the Last Supper. The Last Supper might be the Last Supper.
Yeah, literally.
Hey, let me go on. Listen, people use terms such as keeping it real, being transparent, even going as far to say what comes up comes out. Ms. Wright, what are your thoughts on being overly blunt in your speech or, you know, ways of speaking to people? What are your views on that?
Well, I first always go by vetting the person's spirit. You can tell if a person is sensitive or if you can, you know, there are different ways that you can vet somebody to see if they would break down, if they're very sensitive or if they're real strong. And then, however, but you have to also remember that you have a mandate on your life. You've got a responsibility of how you treat other people, God is still watching you regardless of however you feel that somebody can handle whatever you're saying. So you have to use a filter. You can't be overly anything. And being overly blunt, you can hurt somebody's feelings. You may not ever know, and they may not ever say it to you. But then prayerfully the Holy Spirit will come back and convict you. But
amen.
I just have a problem with that, with people feeling like, well, you know, I just got to keep it real. No, you just need to keep it decently and in order. That's not
That's
right.
Good. That's good. What about you, Apostle?
Yes, sir. I just did a Facebook Live on this about a couple of weeks ago. And I believe that we are to be mindful of our words as well as our actions. You know, Colossians 3:8, it talks about put away filthy communication out of your out of your mouth. Now, most people will equate this filthy communication to cursing and cussing. But let's spin this thing. Any words that come out of your mouth that are damaging and harmful, that's filthy communication. Because our words should be chosen. Our words should edify. And our words
right.
should be building up. But most people, they use this term, you know, I'm just keeping it real as an excuse to do and or to say anything in order to justify their actions, something they might have wanted to do or say just because. But they
yeah.
hide behind that. But, you know, we got to be careful of letting the words out. You know, you can tell the truth. But the Bible says
yeah.
it's the truth that will make you free. It's a way to tell the truth. Some people
are right.
just very harmful, and your truth might not be my truth.
Yeah,
if your truth don't line
it.
Up with the word, it's not even truth anyway.
That's right.
So
and the Bible does say
truth.
speak the truth in love, like you're saying, right?
Yes.
You know, back in the day, they used to say it's tight, but it's right. But it was tight, but a lot of time it wasn't right. It was just harsh, you know?
Yeah. That's right. It, a lot of times it's based off of paradigms and traditions and the rudiments of man, you know. But they would say, well, it's my truth, so I'm going to present my truth to you. I'm just keeping it real, which is old hip-hop slang's term anyway.
Amen. Ms. Wright, can you finish this statement for me and expound your answer? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words
will stick to you for probably years on down the line. Have you heard of childhood hurt? I mean, that sticks and stones may break your bones, but people still think about stuff that was said to them when they were 5 and 7 and 15.
Yes,
so you have to be careful and mindful about the choice of words that you use.
My God. How do you feel like your words impact others? You being gifted, being a speaker. How do you feel like your words impact others' lives?
Myself, Apostle?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how do I feel like my words impact others? Well, I have used Facebook. I didn't realize after a while. I started looking at my Facebook, and I said, wow, you know, this is a ministry right here. I didn't realize how many people came to my Facebook profile and different things I may say, and you can see down in the comment section. It's powerful. You know, they may say, wow, I needed that right there. Girl, that was right on time. You know, so it's something that's tangible. Those words that you put out, I actually can see it because people will come back and say, that was just a word that I needed today. And like I said, I don't have a title.
Well, see, that's it, and I wanted you to expound because you said I have a responsibility, and I thought that was so powerful that you were cognitive of that, you know?
Yes, I do. I really feel like, you know, once you have a certain reach, a certain amount of people, and on my Facebook page, I just one day it just seemed like it lit up. It went from like 500 people to over 6,000 now. So I'm looking like, God, there's a responsibility. You've given me a responsibility to make sure that I don't put all this crazy stuff out on my social network. I'm not going to say all these crazy things because, you know, you really have to shine the very appearance of evil. You got to make sure that you're putting out things that will be helpful and be mindful of the people's lives that you're impacting. I don't want to put something out that's going to possibly be harmful or hurtful to somebody else and how they view me.
That's right.
Or the God
in
me.
Amen. That's what I always said. People who no one is listening to can say whatever they want. Apostle, what about you? Can you finish this statement and expound on the answer? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words.
Words really do hurt. Let's face this. Words, they are powerful, you know, and words can hurt more than sticks and stones because words have the immediate effect of hitting the soul, you know. Sticks and stones, you know, you got an immediate effect of getting hit by objects is painful with sticks and stones. Sticks and stones can bruise you. Sticks and stones can break your bones. But words can get to the gist of your soul, you know. And sticks and stones, those bruises, they heal. But words, whether they're written or spoken, words, you know, it's harder to heal because it's an emotional attachment to words. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews 4 and 12, the word, you know, this is a good example. The word, it says the word is quick, it's powerful, and it's sharper than any double-edged sword, and is able to cut the fat from the marrow and to separate the soul from the spirit. This is how powerful words are. Words can really rock your core. Words can get into your psyche. And those words, like you said, it could have been a word that was spoken over your life when you were 5 years old. Yeah, words kill or they bring life, you know. And that's what words do because, like we said in the introduction, death and life is in the power of the tongue. And he that loves it eats the fruit thereof. So whatever word that you're speaking, whatever word that you're writing, you got to realize those words can either cause death or those words can cause life. So we have to choose life. Choose the words of life, whether it's written or whether it's spoken, because those words will affect someone.
That's it, because that's what I was thinking. Words can change your life. A lot of people don't. They think it doesn't mean anything, but words can change your life. There are people still in bondage or not doing certain things because of a word that was spoken to them, as Ms. Wright said, when they were a child. So,
and Apostle,
go right ahead.
I was just thinking about it. You know, you hear so often God even spoke a word. He said, let there be, and then it was. So when you think about words have feet and they have wings. And, you know, that's exactly how powerful it is when even God can use a word and make stuff manifest. So those things can become manifestations just by you speaking a word. When we decree it and we're declaring things, they produce something, right? So that's as bad as somebody speaking something harmful or hurtful, and then it manifests in somebody else's life because they begin to stick to what you've labeled them as.
That's powerful. Yes, go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
It's just awesome that she said that because God is not only a spirit being, he's a speaking being. And we're made in his likeness, in his image. So he created us to be speaking beings. He created us to speak things into existence. He created us to speak life. You know, so whatever we do, it whatever we speak into the atmosphere, that word is not idle. The words that we say is not idle, and those words are going to affect someone. It's going to affect the way that someone views you. It's going to affect the way someone views themselves. That's why I choose words of empowerment. That's how Textpiration started. I used to send out text messages, just 20 a day to 20 people, and then they were asking for more, and they were sending it to them friends, and then the Holy Spirit spoke to me, would just make an e-book out of it so people can get these Textpirations, they can send them out to other people, you know. So those words, people were saying, these words that you put out every morning, they're really helping me. I used to get phone calls like, you just don't know what I was going through. That word helped me through the day, you know, and that word let me know that God does care.
Yeah, that's so powerful. People don't understand. They think when they send out words, they just that's it. But your words are really prophesying to your future. That's exactly what they're doing.
Yes.
They're creating an environment around you. They're creating situations. My goodness.
Yes.
But all right, let me go to the break, and when we come back, we're gonna pick up where we left off. Everybody, stay tuned in. We thank you for being here tonight. Hold on.
Hello, my name is Minister Roy Bell Jr., CEO of We Inspire Network Radio.
God bless you, and I am Minister Annie Bell, the COO of We Inspire Network Radio. We had you, our listeners, in mind when we created We Inspire Network Radio, or as we like to call it, WIN Radio.
we incorporated your thoughts and opinions to ensure that our programming will embody true inspiration.
And we will continue to bring relevant and heartfelt shows that cater to the needs and wants of our growing listener base.
Please, subscribe to our network so that you can stay connected.
Join us here every week,
where together, through God, we win.
All right, we are back. I'm Apostle John Adam Solomon. You are tuned in to Strength from the Lion. We are powered by We Inspire Network Radio, Win Radio. Listen, tonight in the den, in the Lion's Den, I have Miss Latoya A. Wright and Apostle Garcia Johnson. If you just joined us, they're dropping some incredible insights on us tonight about speaking. Let me go on. I'm going to start with you, Apostle, this time. Where do you feel people miss it in life at communicating their goals, their visions, or their ideas? What do you feel like, where do they miss it? Is it being afraid? Is it not training? I'm not trying to put ideas in your head, but it's just some of the thoughts that I was having. But what do you feel people miss it at in life at communicating their goals, visions, or ideas?
You hit it right there. A lot of people are afraid, but what my thought was, not being properly trained, not being properly taught how to properly convey the message, not taking Habakkuk 2, you know, not writing it down. That's a key thing, something that I've struggled with and something that, you know, I'm still trying to master, you know, because a lot of thoughts come through. But if you don't write those thoughts down, you know, I have many ideas, but if you don't write them down, they're gone, they're lost. Like the movie said, they're gone in 60 seconds. You know, so
That's right.
I think, you know, properly conveying it, getting the proper training, the proper teaching, and then adhering to that teaching, remembering to do these things, you know, and just writing those things down so that you can convey that vision or that idea to someone else, that they may be able to help you, that they can take that ball and they can run with it. Because guess what? You might not be the subject matter expert in that, but if you write it down and you can get it to somebody else, they may be able to run with that and make you look like new money.
Go ahead now. What about you, Mommy CEO? What do you feel that people miss it in communicating their goals, visions, and ideas?
I totally agree with Apostle Johnson. It was right on the head. You know, it's nothing better than stating the word. I mean, you've got to write the vision and make it plain, but also get into those social circles that can sometimes, just like I heard a very popular preacher said, he said some things can't be taught, but they can be caught. We don't have time sometimes to go to school and to do all these different things and take 5-10 years down the line. Sometimes God wants you to go ahead and get around the people, just like with Elijah. He threw the cloak on Elisha, and it was immediate. It was something that changed his life. So sometimes being around the right people and getting around the right information, you can be groomed. And so that's exactly what I feel about writing a vision, making it plain, but also getting around the right people where you can catch that type of anointing. You can catch that. You can catch whatever you need to get to in that season and that time, at that appointed time.
Wow. That's good. That's both good. What about, as you were talking, as both of you were talking, I thought about something. What about inferiority? You remember when the children of Israel were getting ready to go into the promised land? Everything was set. Everything was set and laid for them, but they said, we're like grasshoppers in their sight. That's how we see ourselves, and that's how they see us. What about inferiority? People may have low self-esteem or feel like they are inferior to everyone else, or maybe I can't do it. What do you say to that?
I say, who told you were inferior? Where did you get that concept from? Where did you get that notion from? And then you have to realize who you are in Christ, you know, who God created us to be. The Bible says that we are fearfully and we're wonderfully made, and we're saved, we're born again. It also says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us to do such. So that inferiority complex, you got to get into circles where people are empowered. empowering other people. You know, that's what church should be. Church should be just like network marketing. I love network marketing because you get in these circles where people are building up one another. That's why you come to church. The Bible says you come, you're supposed to edify your brothers. You're supposed
edify.
To build up your brothers. And that means that he said, you that are weak, you that are strong, you bear the infirmities of the weak. So where someone else is lacking, you got that strength and you're able to give them that insight. You know, you can understand, okay, this person has so low self-esteem. What am I going to do to help this person get over that hurdle? You know, and once if they're around you, and you're positive, it's just like praise. It's gonna rub off on them, and then they're gonna start coming up. I'll give you a quick story. When we were in Okinawa, everybody was into fitness. So, since everybody's into fitness, then I'm not into fitness. But guess what? Sooner or later, I'm hanging around people, and
right,
then I started
I got
getting
you.
Into fitness, and I ended up getting certified as a fitness trainer, as a personal trainer.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's what Ms. Wright was saying a minute ago. Well, Ms. Wright, speak to that, the inferiority that people may have about their dreams and goals.
Wow. I just feel like the enemy, he's so cunning, but he's certainly on his job, but our God is so much greater. And so with that being said, you know, a lot of times people are getting to the wrong information, and it takes having to get deep into that word, knowing what God has to say about us. We are royal. We are a royal priesthood. We are the righteousness of God. And so when we start to see that we're made in his image, we start to see what our Heavenly Father has to say about us, then we can kind of internalize that and start fighting that enemy with the word. Because you can't come to the enemy with, you know, turn around and slap five neighbors and jump.
Come on now. That's right.
15 times. You got to give him some word. You know, that the enemy, he don't like. He don't like the fact that you internalize who you are. Cause just imagine when a person is going up against a bully, you know, in the very beginning, at first they may be like, you know, oh, this person is messing with me, as opposed to when you start to get that strength on the inside of you and you start to get that word on the inside of you, and then you come against that enemy and say, hey, you have no rule over me anymore. God is
Amen.
My God, and you got to step back. So it's a
Amen.
Difference. It's about getting to the right information and knowing the God that you serve and what he has to say about you.
Oh, that's powerful. I really enjoyed how y'all were talking about getting around the right people and in that group, especially when you said about fitness, Apostle Garcia Johnson. Somebody put me in a group called Attack the Fat. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. What are you saying, Attack the Fat? You know, I ain't understand it at first. I'm like, wait a minute now. What are you trying to say? But, you know, it's a pretty good group. At first, I wasn't with it because I was like, wait a minute. That ain't did nothing to me. I don't understand why I'm attacking it. But, you know, over the course of holidays and Thanksgiving meals, you know, fat can become very aggressive. So fitness is important, too. And, you know, we ain't going to talk about that no more. Let's move on. We can see that you are very, very good at communicating and speaking. What are some of the keys that you employ as a speaker to be effective in communicating and inspiring people to achieve more? Ms. Wright.
I love being open and direct and transparent. I think that's where, you know, a lot of times we forget that we live in this society that people can go online and talk to Mr. Google, who they think is God, and Yahoo, who they
okay.
think is their Yahweh, and get their immediate answers. And so people want transparency. They don't want fakeness. They want something that's real and that's tangible, that they can touch, that they can see, and that they can feel and say, you know, so the keys that I employ is just being real. I don't have time for the fake. I don't have time for the phony. If I don't have it, I don't have it. And I'll tell you, I need to go find somebody else who can help me to get the answer for you. But I just like to be real and relatable. And when you're real and relatable, people can hook up with real as opposed to fake anyways, any day. Mm.
Real and relatable. That's some good things. What about you, Apostle Garcia? What are some of the keys that you employ that allows you to be an effective communicator and to inspire people to just achieve more in their lives?
Well, I just want to say ditto, but I know I can't get away with that. So
you're gonna have me asking 1,000 questions based on one question.
Yeah. But you know, the caveat on that, being honest and transparent, being authentic, understanding who I am, learning to operate from my uniqueness, research and understanding the subject that you're going to be speaking on that day, you know, knowing your craft, knowing what you're going to talk about. But I think it all falls back to being authentic. You know, you have to be authentically you. You know, you can't be nobody else. You know, like she said, people out there on social media, they may be one thing on social media, but when you meet them live and in person, it's a whole different person. But you can't be nobody else. You have to be authentically you, and you got to know that you're unique. You know, I can't speak like any other speakers. I can only speak like Garcia Johnson, you know, because that is me. That is who God made me. And then I just tap into the uniqueness that I have to relate to the audience that is before me.
Well, let me challenge y'all for a minute. What about the other side of transparency, or the other side of being authentic? The people who may say, you know, you need to be like this, or you need to concentrate on this, or act like those people. What about that side where they say, well, you're too transparent. You're telling them too much about yourself. You're telling them too much about your life. How do you feel about that side, you know, and how people may see you?
Well, I'll take it on first. Now, sometimes you can be too transparent. There's a level. And I have learned to get to know the Holy Spirit a lot better these days as opposed to when I was just a little bit younger. I mean, you can end up telling the wrong things or too much stuff to the wrong people or releasing stuff before it's time. And I really, you know, at this point in time, I just ask God, what should I release? What are you allowing me to say in this situation? Because, you know, sometimes you can release things too soon. That's just like my favorite example is about taking a premature baby, out of the incubation too soon. You know, you could have a premature baby having them go home too soon. You know, once you take them out of that warm, controlled, sterile environment, if you expose them to the wrong elements too soon, they could die. I mean, so with that being said, you've got to be very, very cognizant and very responsible with the information that you put out. It could be damaging to you later. And you just want to make sure that you are doing what you're supposed to do at the right appointed time.
Okay. Apostle, what about you?
Amen. I do agree with her. Miss Wright and I was speaking about the difference between Periscope and Facebook Live. You know, there's some things I share on Periscope that I do not share on Facebook Live because of the audience, knowing my audience, you know. When we speak of transparency, there is a level to transparency that you can be too transparent. That's why you have to know your audience. You have to know who your customer is. What kind of setting is it? Is it an intimate setting? You can be more transparent in an intimate setting than a large setting. So you have to understand that. You have to know who you're talking with. And like she says, you have to seek the Holy Spirit of what do you share? What can you share? You know, as she said, Joseph, he shared his dreams too soon.
He went through a lot
for that. So we just have to understand when we talk transparency, what is transparency? How you can be transparent without being explicit.
Okay, that's good. That's good. You know what? That's good. I you know, when you get to preaching, and God looks for an analogy to use, and if you don't have one, sometimes He'll use your personal life. And I know I've shared some things preaching that I ain't want to share, but I remember preaching, and I talked about how I used to steal when I was young. I was a thief. I was a good thief. And this one man, he said, "You old crook," you know, while I was preaching. And I said, "Wait a minute, I'm a new creature. Hold on, don't hold me to that." But, you know, sometimes people keep you in that place of what you share with them. But I like how you said, be transparent, but you don't have to necessarily be explicit. Amen. Listen, we're going to go to our final break. I got you. It's time now for our final break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap it up with these dynamic panelists. So y'all just hold on. We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. My name is Minister Annie Bell, and I am the host of I Reign Blog Talk Radio Show, where we endeavor to bring talk therapy to survivors of child abuse, sex trafficking, and other traumas, as well as being the vehicle by which we use to bring awareness and resources to the community to aid in the prevention of these abuses. I Reign, which is a declarative acronym for the individual survivor, that means I identify myself as a survivor, no longer a victim. R, reclaim my life. E, excel at living. G, grow in Christ. And N, nurture myself and others. This declarative acronym has developed into a victorious lifestyle brand that empowers and aids in the healing journey of survivors of abuse, sex trafficking, and other traumas. I have also written a book entitled, with the namesake, I Reign, A Survivor's Guide to Thrive, which is now available at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. Pick up your copy of my book today and join me every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. here on We Inspire Network Radio, where together, through God, we win. If we endure, we will reign with Christ.
All right, and we are back. I'm Apostle John L. Solomon. You are tuned in to Strength from the Lion's Den. We're powered by We Inspire Network Radio, Win Radio. Listen, I want to thank everyone who's tuned in tonight. Thank you for being a wonderful captive audience. Listen, I want you to get a free copy of my ebook, The Power Keys, Life of Wisdom Series, Volume 1. Gives you wisdom for living. Just go and like my page, Apostle John L. Solomon, and give me a valid email address, and I'll send you this ebook free of charge. We've had some tremendous panelists tonight, Apostle Garcia Johnson and the life-size mommy CEO, Miss LaToya Wright. Listen, and they've been talking some good things as we've been sharing about communication. Well, we want to continue on. Let's finish up on a strong point. I want to talk about, well, not necessarily a high point, but a strong point that gives you strength. You know, we all have moments of those doubts and setbacks. What does your self-talk consist of in bringing you back to your power base that enables you to keep on striving forward? I'm going to start with you, Ms. Wright.
Well, this is what I love, love, love. I am a praiser and a worshiper. So the first song that I thought of when you just said that was, "You Are My Strength." Strength like no other reaches to me. And what I'll do is in my weakest time, I'll turn on me some good old praise and worship music, and I'll just go in and go at the throne of grace and just give it all to God. Like, I have me a good talk with God and tell him, say, hey, today I'm not feeling it, and I know this is not where you want your child to be. You know, I ask you, God, to just align me back where I know you want me to be, unless he's at a point where he's trying to break me, unless he's trying to get my attention about something. But if it's something that I know is out of order, I just I go in my prayer closet, and then I get me some praise and worship, and I find songs that speak directly to my situation, and, you know, just go in from there.
That's good. That's good, because I think your self-talk is very important. What you say to yourself, as we said, Apostle, you said earlier, one of you said David encouraged himself in the Lord.
Yes.
Okay, well, Apostle, what is that? Go ahead.
Yes, I live by that example, you know, of encouragement, because when everyone ran out on David had been through battle with his men, and they come back from a victorious, and then come back to the camp, and the camp is burned down to the ground. The women and the children are gone, and everything that they own is gone. And then even David's men gave up on him, and they turned on him. But the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. And these are the times, you know, when everything, all Hades is broken loose, these are the times when you have to remind yourself who you are, whose you are, and what you are. And these are the times where I can just get in my closet, or I can be driving, or I'll just take a break, and I'll just start doing some I am affirmations. You know, I am the righteousness of God. I'm created in the image of God. I am a champion. I am victorious. So, you know, I'm more than a conqueror. I'm not just a conqueror, but I'm more than a conqueror. So
Apostle,
I use all those
Apostle,
I am statements.
Apostle,
yes,
let me just—I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I remember last time you was on, you said something about those affirmations, those "I am" statements. Touch on that a little bit of those "I am" statements and what they mean.
Yes, those "I am" statements to me is they center you and they remind you who you are. And when you're putting those "I am" statements out, because you know we know that God is the great I am. So when you're saying "I am" is translated "I be." So when you're stating that, you said when you're saying I am a champion, you said that I be a champion, you know, I can, you know, I am strong, I be strong, you know, you're putting those statements out in the atmosphere and you're putting them out in the universe, and the universe must respond to the statements that you put out there. So those I am statements, those are encouraging statements, and it's letting your spirit know, it's letting your soul know who you are, whose you are, and what you are created to be. Sometimes I have to just remind myself, I am an apostle. I am a man of God. I am a great husband. I am a great father. I am a provider. I am, you know, I am the head. I am above. I don't even go with the I'm not, you know, because I just speak I am now on these days. I don't have to say I'm not yourself because I am the head, and the universe automatically knows that. Let me calm down, preach a little bit. The universe automatically knows that I'm not yourself when I say I am the head.
Amen. I like how you said, I am. I am flows into I be. Not Ebonics, but just conjugating the verb. You know, some people can say, I be right. I be, anyway.
Yeah.
Listen, we've talked tonight and touched on words. We've talked about success. We've talked about God. We've talked about prayer. We've talked about various things that has to do with the gift of speaking, the gift of your mouth, just speaking life. The words we speak have power. They're more powerful than most people realize. They can put a smile on your face or bring a tear to your eyes, or they can crush your dreams or pick you back up. Ms. Wright, there's some people listening tonight that they may be struggling. They may be struggling in some situations, and they need a word of encouragement. I would like for you to speak directly to that man, that woman, and just give them something that can help them to get up and go to that next level, just according to the gift of God that's in you.
Well, I must end this way. You know, I just want to encourage whoever is listening out there or whoever may listen to the replay on down the line that throughout life we may face trials and tribulations, but God already has our life planned out for us. And I've had to learn that once we go after his perfect will, after we start submitting ourselves under what he wants to do for our lives, it's better than anything that we can ever imagine, think, or even dream about. And so I just want to encourage anybody that he already knows your mess up. He already knew what you were going to do last night, what you did 5 years ago, 20 years ago. So stop beating yourself up. Keep
going, because God already has those promises
on your life, and it will come to pass just for you, because God's promises, God's word does not lie. My God. How can people reach you, Ms. Wright? They can reach me on Facebook, which is my most active social network, at Latoya A. Wright. Just simply Latoya A. Wright on Facebook. I know that's a very typical name, but it should have something up top like Life Size Mommy. If they research that on the internet, they'll see it, Life Size Mommy or Latoya A. Wright.
Amen, amen. Apostle, if you could take a few moments and just speak directly to that person who's going through something, just need a word of encouragement, if you could just lift them up for a moment.
Amen. I speak these words to the person that's going through something. You got to understand that you're testing your trials, you know, they're not eternal. they're temporal, and you know, weeping may endure for a night, but it's joy that comes in the morning. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things shall be added unto you. It says, be not anxious for anything. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, pray. So you got to have a lifestyle of prayer. You got to turn to prayer. The enemy fights you tooth and nail from praying, but you got to make it a lifestyle. You got to take moments out the day to pray. And, you know, just take life inch by inch, little by little, and day by day, and know who you are in Christ. Know your identity in God, and remember that you can, and you will be successful, and you will succeed, because greater is he that is in you
greater
than he that is in the world. Tap into greater. The greater that is within you, and you can overcome any obstacle that you face in life.
Amen. Apostle, how can people reach you?
People can reach me likewise on Facebook. You know, you can Facebook message me. Garcia Johnson, put me in the search, and I should come up. Or you can go facebook.com/GusDiesel, GusDiesel. So you can also do that, and that's the best way to reach me. Or you can go email me at gjohnsonenterprise@mail.com, gjohnsonenterprise@mail.com. But Facebook, you can send me a message through Facebook. I respond to my messages within 24 hours.
Amen. Listen, I thank God for you tonight. I've had with me tonight these wonderful panelists, the Life Size Mommy CEO, Miss Latoya A. Wright, come on, and Apostle Garcia Johnson. My God, a good friend of mine. You guys are tremendous. Come on, let's give it up. Give it up. You at home, you can clap too. Come on. Hey, it's for God be the glory for all the things that he's done and is doing. I just ask that y'all just keep on speaking life. Keep on speaking power and keep believing and don't doubt, because a word spoken in season can bring you out of almost anything that you're going through. Amen. Hey, listen, as we close the show tonight, I just thank you for being here with me. I thank you for your continuing listening to the show. Listen, we're going to be back on the air next week, where I'm going to have some powerful people on the show. I'm going to have some leaders on the show who's going to talk about the making of a leader. To lead or not to lead, is that an option? You know what? I could just start right now with these same two and just continue on with that show. But, you know, I know that they're busy and they got things to do. So, but listen, we thank you tonight for being here. You've been inside the Lion's Den with the Lion Among Lions, Apostle John L. Solomon. And tonight we've talked about the power of communication. Don't you stop speaking life. Don't you stop speaking faith. Don't you stop speaking up. You may be feeling down. You may be despondent. You may be even going through. But lift your head up. Pick your head up. God has purpose for your life. He has something special for you to do. But the word is nigh thee. It is in your mouth. You speak life. You speak to your situation. Things around you have ears, and they're listening for your word. Come on. Activate some things with your voice. Prophesy into your atmosphere, all right? All right, I'll see you next week. Have a wonderful night.
Oh,
And I just begin to declare them I am statements, and I just don't let them drop now, you know. I remember to do that, you know.
Yes, sir. One thing I teach, and I have to get back to it even with myself, is to have your own personal mission statement.
That's it. That's
and
it.
Start
right.
declaring that mission statement over your life, you know. So just make your own mission.
Hello, anybody still here? Okay.
Yeah.
I think.
Hey,
I think.
My phone went out for a moment. I was just like, I didn't hear anybody.
Oh no, no. The studio was timing out. We're still able. I'm still able to hear y'all, but the studio was just timing out. So. Well, I appreciate y'all. God bless you. Thank you so much for tonight.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yes,
and
sir.
I look forward to the replay because I'll put that out there on my Facebook page.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you, too. Bye-bye. Yeah.